I'm good.
Yeah, so it says recording properly now. Yeah, it's already recording. Yeah, she already put it back on. Y'all don't be paying attention. That's the problem.
Not to you, anyways.
So, Shaz, only you can pay attention to fam. So,
don't do that, fam. Okay. Come on, look at she's like,
you know what I'm saying? You know, someone was telling me you're always fighting for your life on the pod. Every time you say something,
I don't know, maybe you should stop fighting.
Yeah, exactly. Just let us speak.
I am the supporting act on
your podcast, you know.
Okay. Yeah,
it's your podcast, but it's not your podcast.
It's not really mine. I'm just the face. I'm not even. Oh, wow. It's the last one, yeah. But you're not talking loud. It is there. Wow. Let me find a cut out again. But guys, just make sure the mic's in your mouth, though. Pause.
Ooh, so she started again. Pause. In your mouth, that's crazy.
I said pause.
Oh. I'm saving you.
If yo, imagine you saying pause and it's still a strong sentence.
Nothing is.
It's still a very strong sentence.
That was all right, yo.
We started all over again. I'm keeping all of this in, anyways. We started all
that
over.
That was your business, like.
Lucky.
I just.
Sunshine in the building, we got Sauce in the building. We're finna turn shit up for you guys. You already know. It's been a long week. I don't know why it's snowing today. Shit's weird. I hate Canada.
Like, the snow came on and off. I was at work. I looked outside. I was like, there's no fucking way.
No. That's probably one of the most depressing things about.
But Canada. Then again, you could see why people in Canada are bipolar. Because just 2 days ago it was hot.
And now it's just
snowing. It didn't warn us, it just came. So you know, like you know, like there's a reason why all of us are like this.
We are mad by the weather.
You know what I'm trying to say?
It is what it is, though. But before we start, I just want to let me look in the camera. With
people
this.
Have mood swings. Weather swing.
Everyone, I want to say a big thank you to all the families and friends, all my friends, co-hosts, the friends in the backgrounds that no one ever see, like Rebecca, Sheba, Ben, Sam, Leah, Tiffany, the video guys, Gavin,
Wahala.
Yo, damn, we should add a moment of silence for this list.
I swear. Yeah.
No, seriously, Gavin, Alex, Jonathan, a big thank you to Perot, Giuseppe Potar, for giving us the space, and every millions of people that keep texting me, not millions, probably hundreds, about bringing 411 back, about doing creative stuff. Today, we are finally doing it. We've been doing it consistently since January. So I want to say a big thank you to everyone. You people don't know what it took to get here. And these guys, they kept going, yo, fam, when are we going to do it? When are we going to? And now we're doing it consistently. This is like episode 4 or 5 consistently. So thank you guys. Stay tuned. We really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
I would say episode 4 because the one you and Leah did, it didn't count, right?
But you were in it.
No, the one that you and Leah did.
That's a different podcast. Okay. Yeah, that one is Sunshine and Friends. Okay. Yeah, that's not 411s. This one is 411s. Then there's Sunshine and Friends, then there's Deep Cut.
And then who's Deep Cut?
Deep Cut is the one where all those artists, celebrities,
You should bring that back too, though.
Yeah, well, I brought it back. That's
okay. So your first one was that guy, no?
Yeah, with Wave Montega. Shout out Wave Montega.
The tall guy, no?
Yeah. Okay, so honestly, Wave Montega took a chance. That nigga believed in me more than I believed in myself. And
No. Sorry. Like Sunshine, do you really believe in yourself though?
All right. Yes, I do. Moving on. You cannot.
No. I'm trying to insult him. Is that like sometimes I get it. The man wants to be humble, but sometimes you know, like give yourself a little bit of spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like
you know what? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a little bit of spirit. Like don't
believe
myself.
Put it like that.
He wants me to bring him up, but me, I'm gonna. Nah, I'm trying to say type shit. We don't do that over here, bro. You gotta see the space for yourself.
I'm gonna put you down every chance I
get. Nah, because bro, you're bigger than that already. I'm just
enjoying,
fam. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta give yourself small spirit, you know what I'm saying?
But no, how was you guys' week been, though? How was the week been? It's been a really tough week for me.
Yeah.
I started working 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the kids, I started working because it's March break. I'm thinking I'm off, but I did a full 8-hour shift with kids.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that sometimes
March break and you thought you were off?
Yeah, because it's March break. But I was
sure. I told you like Sunshine is on a roll today, fam.
This guy's brain doesn't
work. Yo, you guys won't believe how much this guy don't mess up before the camera.
So far in life is with his brain, fam.
Sunshine, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question now, right?
On my own podcast.
You see, wakes up, fam, and just moves with life, fam.
You see those kids, right?
Thought processing.
Uh-huh. What's the age group for the kids?
6 to 12, then there's 12 to 16.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's a lot of work.
What made sense about it, fam?
You know now.
Nothing made sense.
No. He
still has thinking, to go to work.
No, listen. The thinking pattern.
He doesn't
6 to 11, 12 to 16. Look at the way he sounds. Like 11-year-old. What do you expect?
Oh, my God. What
Sometimes, right? You are what you work with. For example, I remember one time, right? This was one time. It was my auntie one time, right? She used to do PSW, right? Right, taking it. She used to do PSW.
Where are you going with this?
There's a client that she works with.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a sound every time. This woman came home making that sound. That's what I'm saying. So take it in that like he works with 6 years. Look at the way he's thinking pattern. He's thinking wave. The wave of his thinking is different now.
Okay.
It's the same age group.
Man said he's still coloring outside the lines.
You know what I'm saying? Don't tell you to shade inside.
I literally just wanted to talk about my week. And now I'm... You know what?
Sorry, next time, close your mouth. No, don't do that.
Let us just say that was your week.
I don't get weak. I did have a week. It was...
All right, yo.
So, as an idiot.
The week wasn't weakened.
You did...
The week wasn't weak in fact.
Say that shit the fuck again.
The week wasn't weak in fact.
Like, what? Week,
would you want to stress the key person? I don't die.
Oh, God.
What? I beg God, I beg.
You know, it's been another week. You know, I didn't work this week. So, you know, man's just thugging it out, doing what man's had to do. Life goes on.
You're going to have to talk loud.
If I want to talk louder, bro, I would have turned up my voice. The mic was right here. You can just shut up.
I'm just
relax now. You tell him shut up, but like not on video. Just say something nice, so like keep quiet. You know what I'm saying? It's still shut up, but like, you know, man, respectful, keep just like, you know, so like keep your voice down.
You know what? All
right, my fault.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Talking about disrespect.
Yeah, shut up. But yeah, back to what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Type shit. You know, do that. Social. Are you even in the podcast right now? Like, yo, bro, get out of the video, fam. Get out of the video, fam. Now do that shit, man.
Yo,
come on, dog.
Anyway, talking about disrespect. Last time we recorded a pod here, we were trying to go home.
Yo, I'm just letting you guys know I wasn't there.
I wasn't present.
Don't listen to the bastards, okay? We were trying to go home.
There was no week. You trying to go home and the car didn't start.
You see one thing about you, Sunshine. You
try to make...
You see what I'm saying now? You are speaking French now. You are saying
we. Who's we? Here, though.
Who's we?
Your car. It's your downfall.
Guys,
your burden to bring.
No, no, guys. Listen to this. We get
who's
to my
we?
Car.
Who's we?
We got to my car.
Bro. Me and Sosa took a lift home.
Exactly.
Bro.
Come on, big
we
buttons.
We stood in the middle of the road trying to jumpstart the car.
Bro.
And there was no one stopping for us.
Do you see my drip? Do you see my attire? Do I look like type?
I wasn't there.
I wasn't present. Wasn't present.
So this is about dragging for who was present. I was not there. You see me? I'm not shouting because I wasn't there.
In this life, I wasn't there. So people that will ride for you in private and in public.
Yeah,
with
I'm not Chris, one of the public ones.
With the Chris. So wait. Sunshine. You don't get sense. With the Chris. This guy matter you. They talk about on video.
You said we should talk about ourselves. No topics, right?
Also, you bring that kind of matter,
yeah,
come aside.
You're talking about yourself, not us.
Exactly. Talk about yourself. Why?
We're in the
why
story,
are you putting
bro.
Me in your life?
Okay. Let me say the story without them.
I wasn't. No, which
we
one is
it? Weren't there to
what
be
are you saying
with?
Without them? Say what happened to you. To you.
All right. I'm going to tell his story because he can't tell it for
yeah,
himself.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, what?
So, yo.
What do you mean by that?
We finished up a great podcast the last time. You know, we're heading home. Long night. You know, lots of laughs and giggles. You know, me and Sosa, we caught a ride.
Exactly.
We weren't there.
Yeah.
Come closer. We weren't there.
No, like, I'm being so dead ass. Like, I was not present.
To say we're there, eh?
I was not present. I wasn't present.
But yeah.
I stuck the car.
This guy called me and the man's like, yo, fam, my car is not starting. I'm like, where? That's crazy.
Exactly.
Man's FaceTime.
He called me too.
In the road middle.
But I didn't answer.
Flagging down cars.
I'm not a good friend.
He didn't move the car to the middle of the road, blocking traffic, trying to hose man down.
No one was stopping.
FaceTime still.
All I want to say is white people are the devil. Okay.
It's not even. Well, I mean.
No, the majority of the people that did stop were all white.
You know what is funny?
One black guy.
You know what's funny about the whole thing is that, like, I wasn't there, but from what Sunshine told me, that a black guy passed him. So I wasn't there, Shao. I wasn't present.
No, it was really crazy.
So, but Sunshine
stopping cars to see who would stop, and everyone just looked at us and just drive. Guaranteed, I and the people that were not there look like niggas that could rob you.
Wait, wait, I don't understand. Okay, who are the people that were not there?
They were not there, so exactly. They don't know, right?
So, like I was saying, Sosha said the white people drove past him, which is fine, right? Sosha said people drove past him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But he said the black guy sped past him.
No, that black guy is a demon.
The black guy said I was busy.
We went to him and said, oh, can you help us jumpstart the car? He said, yes, yes, yes. I just got to do something inside real quick. The guy goes inside, comes back out, speed past us.
That's what I'm saying.
What is wrong with
you? That's
what
I can tell you guys, black people.
I look like Sunshine, ought to sped past me too.
Oh, fuck you. Because I was in need. Mind you, if that was someone else, I would have stopped for them.
That's you.
I would have helped. You,
that's you.
Like, it's in the middle of the night. There's no one to jumpstart your car. At this point, I physically pushed the car to the middle of the road, and motherfuckers just drove right.
You pushed it. That's why. Obstructing of traffic. Why you put your car on the road?
It really drove like I was obstructing traffic. It was just terrible.
Your car was sideways in the road, fam.
Nah, that's I don't
what
like.
What do you call that?
I really don't. Me seeking for help.
You
seeking for help, boy. I'm blocking traffic.
Hold on. You moved your car from safety and put it in the middle of the road.
Yeah, because no one was stopping while I was in safety.
That's what you call traffic hazard.
Fucking idiot.
Traffic hazard. I think I'm doing too much. No worry.
I don't like it.
This guy puts the dumb and dumber store.
But anyways, one good white man stopped.
Yeah,
jump start the car and then told
Brand
us to have a
just
great.
Hopped in.
Yeah,
he stopped
Benz,
from what, like I said before, he told me that a white man stopped in a Benz. I helped him jump start his car. I'm keep saying it again. I was not there.
I was not present. Crazy.
I wasn't present.
This man's hood up to put the cable in. There was really technically no battery in that.
You could tell the difference in car.
How you know that, Sosa?
Because Sosa described the car to me. You could tell the difference in car. Sosa said his car. You could see all the engines dust as he opened it on. Everything was clean, patterned well. Sosa said he seen the battery, but the battery did not look like a battery to him. That's why in this life and get money.
No, honestly. Oh, that makes me think. Ever have money, like if you win the lottery today,
mm-hmm.
What is the subtle flex that will make people know you won the lottery?
Subtle?
Bro, subtle flex for me is me actually. What do you mean by subtle though?
Like, hold on.
Like, you don't want to tell people. Okay, let us say, Lotto Max, 70 million. You don't want to tell people you want 70 million.
Yeah. 70 million, you want to.
Nobody will even know.
Subtly flex, fam?
Nobody will even know.
So, what would you do that would make people think?
I'll go back to work. I'll go back to work.
Like a 20, 30 mil, no?
I'll go back to work.
The government?
No, that's in the state. In Canada, it's tax
free. Are you dumb?
It's tax free?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, but in
no, it's
Canada,
not. No, check.
Can you check first?
70
in
million.
Canada, it's tax free.
If 70 million
happened,
was tax free, I've not played the game since.
The other every year.
Wait. Is it that business? Is it that business to tell me how I want it? I want it full. How give me half and half?
You're getting half of
You're getting half of 7 million.
Get in the frame. And then after that, give me the rest every year, right?
Every year. So
I want it at once.
This guy is greedy. Anyway,
because I could win again.
What is that one thing you would do that would make people start saying, I think this motherfucker got money?
I will own a lounge.
It's not taxed in Canada anymore? Yeah. So it's tax free. You get all that money.
So 70 M straight.
Also, the clause is now, once you win the lotto, though, everything you buy, they charge you a rich man tax. So, like, if you go buy, like, a car that is supposed to be, like, 13% for rich niggas, it's not 13%.
So, how much is the percent?
I don't know. I'm not rich. I don't know. But I know they charge you rich
Broski, tax. Stop insulting yourself, fam. I don't know why you have to be humble. Like,
I'm talking still. Because I don't know what the rich man tax is.
I mean, sorry, guys. I'm just asking to see if he knows. I know. As a rich man. As a rich man myself, I know. I think 25% to 30% on top of the distance, on top of the percent. What? I know, as a rich man.
Shut up. You know what I think?
Right. You don't know. Your accountant deals with it for your life.
Come on, boy. You know, this is why I like you. This is why I like you, Lucky. You are very lucky somebody. I like that. You're very lucky. I like that. My accountant did for me, so no rest.
Back to the question, though. What is the subtle thing you'll be doing that people will go, you have money?
I will own a lounge.
Honestly, if I get 70 million, saucing half to my dukes, investing a portion, but I don't even think there's a subtle flex there. You might see me on a private jet on vacation.
I'm not doing that. I'm an economy class.
Nobody
has to know. Yo, do you know that people are wicked in this life?
Bro, they can be wicked. I'm not going to be living here.
What?
They're not going to have access to me, bro. If I didn't know you before I had the money.
You guys want to know. So, you know how I love to cook? Mm. All of a sudden, I am chef. No, I'm dead serious.
No. Tono, guys.
I'm not driving my car. You guys, just see me pull up to the function with a driver.
Guys, Tono, if Sunshine is doing good in life, he stops eating Indomie.
Oh my God, I love Indomie.
He doesn't love Indomie. His pocket that just make him get Indomie. It's fucking crazy, fam. This guy eats Indomie morning, afternoon, night, 50 times a week.
Yo, you eat what you can afford.
Indomie?
$20 a box for 24, more than 24.
Indomie is such a Nigerian food, fam.
It helps. It's noodles.
Instant noodles.
So if I'm rich, all of a sudden, I'm no longer cooking.
Now, when Sunshine gets money, he's going to upgrade from Indomie to spaghetti.
No, pasta. You got to do it the right way. Spaghetti is not just.
What difference is?
I want fettuccine.
I would fly to Italy for lunch.
That's what I was about to say.
Imagine talking for a subtle flex. The moment I have a craving, fuck ordering it. I'm going to the country.
Actually, I won't lie. I'll tell you honest truth. Subtle flex is me wearing my shoe in Toronto, wearing my shirt in America, and then taking a shower in France. And then, what else is there? Going to go and play soccer in Russia. And then just, you know, show them that, you know, like, I've arrived.
Even that costs so much money.
To me, it's subtle.
He wore specific shoes in Toronto.
Just to live
this
in
guy,
Toronto.
This guy wore a different shirt in France.
Exactly.
A shower somewhere.
No. I'm saying that like, as in like, I just wear shoe, enter plane. Go buy shirt.
I get what he's saying, you have money, you're traveling without luggage, you're pulling a Drake, maybe we'll buy it in Greece, and then if you're not too tight, you go to Paris, go buy Bossa, I can't go like Morocco.
Flex fam, you see me getting tailored, fam.
I don't even wear suits, fam. What?
I'll go get a suit tailored for fun.
A good subtle flex, because I really think about it. I'm not the type that will do something big where people be like, oh my God, he has money, but I feel like they'll be it. I will start doing skin routine out of nowhere, because their skin routine products be expensive.
Who? Skin routine with who?
With my face. What is wrong with you guys? Niggas cannot be clean again.
No. You see what I'm saying, fam?
What?
Moment of silence for your face.
Oh my God.
It's been through a lot.
I know, you know, like it's not your face anymore. It's just you. You are been through a lot. You are still going through a lot. Like, I don't understand, fam.
Why holy do shit. I catch the tree every time?
Holy shit, bro. Like,
but talking about the dressing situation, someone asked this question with me last week. I was talking to them. She was like, does women get treated differently based on how they dress? And this is her thing. She dresses like a tomboy in creative spaces with men. And she realized people don't really pay attention to her. But when she dresses like a girl, all of a sudden, people are reacting to her Instagram.
Bro,
posts.
Women get dressed or not, women get treated better than men.
No, do they get treated differently?
Yes.
Do you treat how they dress? Do you look at her as a tomboy? You know how last week I was saying, one of my, if you could dress, you could dress as a tomboy,
right? I don't mind. Sure, you're dressing up like a tomboy, but I'm going to see you dressed like a girl too.
Wow, you niggas, that is shit.
How we ain't fab.
So you cannot just treat her as a beautiful person that she is until you see the shape?
Bro, why would I want my shorty to be dressed up as a tomboy 24/7? Like,
but you know what that buddy's saying on the inside?
I don't care, bro. Like, what? I'm pretty sure my girl.
Sunshine. Take it like this. Wait.
Sunshine.
Your girlfriend dresses as a tomboy. As a tomboy with you, but outside dressed as a woman.
I don't think there's a problem there.
Fam, there's no problem with your girl looking like a man with you, but like a girl on public.
But we're stylish, though.
Fam, she's getting fucked.
Yo,
fam.
I'm telling you, Sunshine, not there's something going on with Sunshine. Your just when you want to give this boy a small hope,
your girl looks like a
he will just cross the hope for you. Like
a mad bitch out with her friends, fam, she's getting fucked.
Sunshine. You are who you are, Sha.
The conversation is not even about me.
No. No. Sometimes in this life, the way you take answer, they will tell address you.
Based on a lot of things, it really doesn't have to be based off how you're dressed realistically.
Wow.
Like, you can be a baddie, but you're dumb as hell. Like, I'm like, the conversation can
that's
only
what,
go.
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's what I'm saying. That's why I've been saying that since.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been saying that since. First of all, the way I'll treat a girl with. You know what I'm saying? And a girl with.
Sosa and Yash.
It's not the same thing. A girl with no Yash cannot talk back to me. A girl with Yash can talk back to me.
So you would take disrespect just because of Yash?
It depends on the. It depends on the. You see what I'm saying? It depends on the criteria. The category.
Sometimes it's not conference. Even the dresses. It's the Yash.
You don't get mind. You don't feel no.
Yes.
Do you know that women, men, when I was working out, mm-hmm. I was well built.
Okay.
I could not even afford to pay for my gym.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And now I never show my body.
Okay. You're right. I get that.
And that goes on
with women too.
Women have
Yash. They don't have personalities.
No, but
I would rather a lawyer, a doctor, someone professional.
I want Yash.
Making 5-figure to 6-figure.
Okay.
Talk back to me. Then you're Yash.
Okay.
When you grow, you will realize that you will not have energy to handle that.
I speaking for yourself, sir. Not for you. Know what I'm saying? Speaking for yourself. Sir. No. You see what he's saying, though? You see what he's saying? You see what he's saying? He's right. He's right on that. But it's also girls that make that kind of money with big Yash.
There is
girls that can make money with big Yash.
Kind of Yash. They are using the Yash
to make the money.
It's the same. It depends, though. So, fam, hear me out, though. There are girls with big Yash that are God fearing, too.
But they don't know how to use the Yash. That's the clause.
But the Yash is there.
But the Yash is for God.
Exactly.
The Yash is for God, not for you.
But, spiritual father and physical father.
So
we are both fathers.
Well, now that we are talking about church, when was the last time you guys went to church?
I went to church this morning.
I won't lie to you. I was at church.
Why would I?
I went to church.
Why would you go to church?
Wait. Pause. You asked a man why he went to church. He answered you. You asked him why he went to church.
No, seriously. You went to church this morning?
No, wait. Sunshine, wait. Let me ask you now. You asked the man when I went to church.
I'm genuinely
he answered, and then you ask him when I went to church.
I'm genuinely shocked.
I don't understand social.
I'm genuinely shocked.
Why? Because you are a pagan. Doesn't mean that he's a pagan.
Amen.
I don't understand. Social, like, bro, every time you talk, I don't. Social, see, as of now, don't say anything again. Just be. What the hell?
No, because I wanted to go somewhere with it. You know how.
But you're going nowhere.
I'm going somewhere. Shut up.
No, you're not.
I am. Shut up. You okay. See how Ty Tibet said, church is no longer a place. It's just an institution. And he doesn't subscribe to the institution of church because of legalism in church and too much ideologies that doesn't really help connection with God.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what I see is like, so much people detach themselves. So much people detach themselves from the church or talk about, like so much stuff goes on within the building. Like, it's not really their problem with God, but it's more like the people within the church. But it's like, what are you doing to change what's going on within the church? Who are you speaking to change the problems within your church? Mm-hmm. What are you advocating within your church to even have a voice? Like, yeah, you left the building and now all of a sudden you have all this to say. But were you speaking on those same... When you were there.
Exactly.
But my thing is, there's no safe space to do speak of this thing.
What do you mean
there's
no safe space?
People are so stuck up.
As a Christian, your biggest conversation...
Stop.
Your first...
Specific. Nigerian church people.
Okay.
Don't do that. Bro, you see church. Church will go on. After church is done, people go to the back and be gossiping for like 2-3 hours about a church member after I don't praise God.
Yeah, and that
with that same mouth.
Personally, part of the reasons why I don't want to go to church.
I go to church. I gossip too. Forget. Smile. Fuck you. Fuck all of us. No way.
Why are you vexing?
No. One thing about this life, and we say sometimes, people when they do things, if you don't back to them, they don't like it.
Hypocrisy in church is intense.
They don't like it. So you do not back to them to fuck all of us.
Everybody has like this fake mentality of, like, not mentality, but they have this fake perception of I'm perfect. Right?
Exactly.
You don't have the
but
Bible.
That's not everybody, but there's so many churches, and like, bro. I have a problem with a church. Mm-hmm. You don't look for another church. You don't look for anyone to talk to within your church. You don't advocate within your church. And then you leave your church. What did you gain, fam?
Nothing.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
conversation should be with God. So based on your decision, your first conversation should be with God, depending on what you and God talk about and whatever path or direction God choose to lead you in, then I'll listen to you. But if you're telling me like, I didn't say nothing, like I just felt like it wasn't the environment for me to be in, well, what did you do to change that environment?
Sunshine.
Forgot about your
sunshine.
Sunshine. Okay, you know I get that.
No, what you're saying is very right.
Very right, okay.
But know that in a way, there's the people that gossip that you will, like if you're in that mist, you say, I don't want to gossip or I don't want to do this. They will try and find a negative thing to say about you for not interjecting with their gossiping.
That's what I'm saying. In your context, it's right, but
like people are so, and like it's also a thing because like it's like we're so focused on what other people are doing in the church and what other people are getting away with in the church. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, yo, bro, like all like you're watching them, they're watching you, but like when are you really focused on your walk with God?
That's what Ty Tibet was talking about.
You can only be so distracted based on your walk with God.
That is very true.
Because like, if you're walking with God and you're listening to God and you're taking your advice from God and like you have that relationship with
Him.
See,
what you are talking about right now is a connection that you have with God. But majority of people, they do, there's God, which is, let's say God's right here. Then there's church. Church is the biggest part. Church takes press. That's what
bro.
And that's a problem.
Like, the thing is,
it should be God first over everything.
Exactly, bro.
It's people, just backwards.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're detaching yourself from the church, but you're also limiting your walk with God. Because, like, yo, no one's saying you have to go to church to protect your walk with God.
Now you're talking.
The thing is, like, you walked away from the church and you distance your walk with God. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people leave the church
and still become closer to God.
And no. A lot of people leave the church and their walk with God becomes shaky. And then they want to speak on the injustice of the church. church. And but your walk with God never changed.
You see one thing I'll say.
You become stronger since you decided, like, okay, oh, this is not the environment for me.
I agree with that.
So no, no, no. He's right. He's right.
He's right. I agree with that.
Complain about the environment, leave the environment, but do nothing, nothing about your relationship or your walk with God. You're not.
It's not. It's
to,
not
to strengthen that.
It's not yeah. even.
What are you practicing outside of the church?
No, it's just. That. It's just black church for me, Sha. I don't know, Sha. I don't know.
I'm not even.
Yo, I only.
I have so much joke. I'll crap with black church.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to church today. You know what I'm saying? And like, he was basically speaking on like something like similar to that. Like basically, mm-hmm. Like we're thinking about your walk with God and like how we need to like stop being selfish. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yo, and he was talking about like, same thing, like dealing with the church and like people detaching themselves from the church. And like, yo, it all goes back to like, yo, like a lot of people like aren't really focused on their walk with God. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I agree with that.
Like, and like, also, I just feel like, for a lot of people that also grew up in the church, it's like, bro, we've been in the church so long and we've heard this so long where it's like, sometimes you need to switch your perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I always tell people, like, I've always said this, like, regardless of my relationship with God, like, I'll never, like, tell you I'm no big Christian or I'm better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yo, something I've always said from since I was younger is like, yo, bro. Shoot, it slipped my mind. I'm tweaking right now.
Nah, you're on a good roll. Calm down. Just
like, yo, holy, my brain's tweaking.
It's okay. What, for me, a perspective that I think, and a lot of Christians don't agree with this, I think you get to a relationship with God where you kind of graduate from the institution of church.
That's what I'm yes.
You
yes.
have to find yes. God for yourself. Like, yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only take so much from like the people before us and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you have to find that for yourself. Like,
first.
You have
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The thing is like, we grow up hearing everyone else's testimonies where like, mm-hmm. it's like, yo, you got to find your own testimony.
Exactly.
You got to find where you walk with God. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Because like, you can't base your relationship based off your mom or your grandma or stuff like that. Because my grandma's a strong Christian. My mom's a strong Christian.
But and that doesn't guarantee
they found their relationship with God is not the way I'm going to find it. You know, they went through their own trials and tribulations from where they came to. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like you have to stick out that course, those rough edges, and like see what's on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
That's and I think my mom raised me like that. It was just unorthodox with every Nigerian, because like with Nigerian culture, it's like, oh, you have to go to church and you have to go to your parents' church and you have to do this. But my mom took a different direction.
No,
she allowed me explore different churches.
Sorry, you see what you said that. I mean, there's an age for that, because at the point age where like, yeah, it was when you were not 17, 18 that I said, okay, like you could still come to my church, but you could find your own church if you want to. So that's not like, no, so.
Yeah, that's why I put it like in context. So as time goes on, I think I start to go deeper with God to realize, oh, a lot of the things in the Bible doesn't even apply to the relationship you actually have with God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
explain.
Like most of the things in the Bible, when you start to read it based on the context that the writer is writing, based on who the writer is writing to, you start to realize that what they're telling you, like the way they preach it, is not even what it's supposed to communicate to you.
A lot of people don't take the time to interpret what the word is saying. And we're always thinking like, yo, like he's talking about way back then, or these rules apply to like way back then. But it's like, yo, you have to interpret it into today's world, and you have to find out like, all right, like this makes sense for what I'm going through. You gotta
another big thing too. They said God is never the same.
I'm saying everyone's relationship is different. Yeah, God talks to everyone different.
So why do you think 2000 years ago and now is the same rules and regulations?
God is the same.
Yeah,
God is the same, but his relationship we and you have with him is different.
It's different,
but it's the same God.
But the way we receive God is also different. Like you know what I'm saying? Like you might receive God in your dreams. You might receive him when you pray. Like you know what I'm saying?
So
everyone receives God or sees God or
in a different way.
So it's like until like people like take time and look into those things and look into like, all right, like prayer works for me, or like I feel more at God when I'm praying, or when I'm listening to music, or this, that, or the third. So it's like just finding
There's so many ways.
Just finding your synchronization with the word of God.
And that's the old concept of
Jesus. I won't lie to you, fam. I never knew you had this in you.
No one does.
I never knew you had this in you. All that weed you be doing, I didn't know that you had this in you, fam.
Yeah, no one does.
I'm shocked.
I asked the question, why did you go to church?
No, I'm sure. I see why now.
Brother. This is the first time. Actually, no, this is not the first time.
Lucky, you had that in you, Lucky?
Huh?
You
said I was shocked.
How you had that in you? I didn't know that, eh?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You said it.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
No,
I didn't judge you.
No, I'm not saying you judge me, but I'm saying
Okay.
Like, that man, the like, same way.
I don't open up and talk
often. Yeah, exactly.
Like, when I do sit down and
it's very shocking, yeah.
Like, and man's do like make me open
like
up
three episodes ago, Sosa was like this too. Don't listen
what? To me. I was woke now. Come on now. I was woke too. I was woke.
Three, four episodes ago.
I swear.
Because not everyone around who's awake.
It's awake.
Sometimes you have to.
This is why I like you too, Sosa. Touch me, Lucky. Touch me.
We're just
saying, no, I'm saying snooze. No, I like this guy. I like him. Wow. But to lighten the mood,
I don't know if this is just me. Okay. If this applies to you guys, because clearly I'm the stupid one here.
We do this shit again, fam. Oh my God, bro. You do this shit again for Sunshine. Like oh my God, bro.
The joke.
Like, okay, fine. Let's just get to it.
Keep yourself
small. Do you ever crack a joke and go, this joke is taking me to hell?
All the time.
Every day.
Oh, so it's not just me.
Sunshine. I have some dark humors.
And I have to give myself the ticket.
I have some dark humors that like, I told God, I beg, no verse. Don't be angry, I bet. Nah, just joke.
No,
yo,
there's a crack some certain joke, and I'm like, no, that's bad. That is bad.
No, bro. No, no, no.
I can't even say
God.
Them on here because they're really bad. They're really bad. Oh,
because I remember one time when they said, "Oh, Jesus will come as a thief." I'm like, in this life, I'm not a thief. But a bit like a thief now. I'm not a knocker for cross. You know, I'm just saying, I'm God, I beg, no verse, not joke, I beg.
Classic.
I beg.
God, I beg.
Jesus,
it's a different type of drum lines.
I beg. No. Imagine I say, in this life now, Moses come, oh, divide water.
It will be.
Who do you say is witchcraft?
No.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm not saying.
Obia.
Moses is catching.
Obia.
Woo!
Exactly.
Moses said, the Lord told me to divide water. No,
imagine Jesus walking on water. You can't walk on water. Only him can walk on water. In this world right now.
You guys want to know the craziest one I thought of? When Jesus was out here turning water to wine, I would have opened a wine factory.
You
I
see your life,
do you hear this, man?
And this is why I said I'm going.
Forget.
This guy said, yo,
premium wine.
In the barn right now.
Premium wine?
Let me sell that.
Even when God.
You don't have to do anything?
Even when God carried bread and fish go up, I've not put fish at best store.
No, seriously. When he was telling feeding the thousands with fishes,
and water.
Collecting $2.
You know, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, life was easy back then.
No, there's some. Oh, battery died? Oh, that's but we'll still record on it.
But it still works, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. So like you know, like shit. That humor is crazy, fam.
Yeah.
God, I've been no verse now.
We're just joking. Also, like I asked this question a while back too, which is also part of the thing that's probably Sam Mateo. What are the things you would fight an angel for?
Blessing.
Only blessings.
What would I fight an angel for?
Like if he get to the pearly gates, you instantly want to throw hands.
If I don't make heaven, I'll be cheesed.
Unless God hits me with the "you're not welcome."
I swear, we're scrapping.
Oh, we're still recording. Just video is.
No. You see what I'm saying now? Like, imagine.
If I make it to the gate and God's like, "Yo, defeat this angel or go to hell," that guy's getting packed.
No. Imagine now. the fight we have between me and the angel at the pearly gate is. Imagine you enter heaven. I don't.
Are you stupid? You're gonna fight him because I made it.
Yeah, there's something wrong there.
This guy is not serious.
You can't make it without me, Sunshine.
Are you stupid?
I will go first, and then you go behind me.
Are you mad?
You cannot, if bro, even if even if you say you go first, I go still verse.
Ah, no, that's, you're ridiculous. Cause you, I, me, you, I have to. So
you make
no
heaven before me.
You think you would?
It's
make
not possible.
Heaven before me,
you make heaven before
you,
me, Sunshine.
You just said you would stay with Yash.
No.
So you choose Yash. You will literally suffer for Yash.
Heavenly BBL. It's a, no, I didn't say it's a gospel Yash. It's a gospel Yash.
He said he's going to fight an angel because I got to heaven first.
Why? Like such a him before me?
What do you do to get you to heaven?
I'm getting cheese already.
Okay. What is the number one sin?
Blasphemy?
Oh my God.
That's it's not pride.
Yeah, pride.
It's
pride.
Pridefulness is a sin.
Pridefulness is a sin.
Right now, just by saying that, you're going to hell.
No, it's not possible. It's not possible. It's not possible.
You're too prideful. You think you're better than me.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Hold on, but you said you're not going after him.
So no. I said.
Let me ask you.
That is another ticket. You're going to hell.
No.
Let me ask you this then. So if Sunshine goes into heaven before you, are you going in after him?
No. Okay. Actually, you are right. Mm-hmm. I articulated it wrong. Okay. He goes in first, mm-hmm. and then I go in after cheese because like he let him enter before me because
I'm the prideful until I make it past.
No. It's the fact that they took a Sunshine. Let's say that at the same time now. Mm-hmm. Look at someone, say, Sunshine, you go. I said, God, come back. What's this going for me? No. Father.
So many, let me talk to you, Jesus, for a second.
No. Father. What's going on? Like, Sunshine, Alpha.
No, seriously, I'm pulling Jesus back for a bunch of things. Like, I would have to call the HR Evan for certain things.
HR
like,
Heaven?
Shut up, your mouth. You see your life? Enter Evan for sure now.
Just because I want to complain.
HR, why are you going to heaven to complain? You already made it.
Yeah, no. Because I made it now. I have a bunch of complaints. Like, what happened in 2019?
No.
Fam, you're in heaven.
I won't lie. I won't lie.
I don't like that.
I won't lie.
Maybe we are not supposed to only be Christians.
Yes.
I don't.
That's a big question.
Maybe all the religions just. We're supposed to follow all of them in order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
Wahala.
When you put it like that, a lot of people are not making it. I'm sorry.
Sunshine, I'm not making it for sure.
I just have to learn all religions. What am I, Avatar, bro? I can't learn. I can't.
A lot of us are not making it.
Let's say, for example, Dragon Ball Z. I don't want to go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having just one ball, it's powerful.
Yeah.
But you need 7 of them to call the dragon.
Damn, that's a good point. Now
that changes the topic. Ooh.
You should have said that though. You should have said that. Ah, that's crazy stuff. Can they hear him in the thing though?
Yeah. Oh, that's a. Ooh.
And maybe that's why they are at war with each other. Religion is fighting each religion. Maybe we're supposed to follow all of them.
Yeah, because they're all under one umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God is the dragon.
But wouldn't their scriptures have things that contradict each other, though?
But no.
There's a small difference, but there's similarities.
Every religion has similarity.
No, I'm not saying not to like them, but like, say like your scripture you're following requires you not to do something, but another religion.
But that is man-made.
All the religions,
it's man-made, yeah.
They are all the same. They're all the same context to every religion. Wait, there's not a religion that
tells it doesn't have one end.
You can see it.
That's this point.
There's not a religion that will tell you that you can see it. You can
because everything is not.
Yeah.
But there's a religion that tells you that if you kill yourself, you're gonna meet some virgins upstairs.
You go
with? Seven virgins in heaven or something like that?
No, what? That's
Muslim, right?
Propaganda, right? That's what I'm saying. There's it's the same context with like the Bible too, right?
Yourself,
different.
It's suicide.
Yes.
Different.
Hellfire, right? But if it's
kill yourself, it's suicide.
Exactly. Suicide bombers kill themselves.
It's kill.
Yeah, but
you
the thing
know that if you smoking and you die from cancer, it's suicide.
Because you kind of set yourself up. Still.
It's afflicted. Yeah, it's afflicted.
All the stuffs that are like we are addicted to and it's killing us.
It's against God.
It's the devil.
That is crazy.
Those are the souls.
Because fam, you know what's funny? People mm-hmm. are saying that weed is legal. It's good for you. It wasn't even like, it was the company saying that it is good okay, for people.
This is a wide
it wasn't
question.
Even like,
this one is a
it
wild
wasn't
take.
Like, you know, a general take.
What if we all get to heaven and there's certain things that we all said, like they're like, for example, weed is illegal and it's not good for your body. And Jesus was like, I didn't say that.
What if what? No. You were asking me what I'll fight for in heaven.
No,
right?
But then you're what also destroying the temple of God.
How?
What do you mean how?
Yeah, because Jesus didn't tell you do not smoke weed. Yeah,
he said that, but
said don't destroy your temple.
But
oh,
but fam,
like,
a temple is his body, yeah. It's his vessel. It's his vessel, yeah.
So you know how I said there's HR court, HR. Now I need court to defend myself.
Okay,
you need HR, bro. You're not gonna have it, bro.
Now I need court to defend myself.
Bro.
I need to make my point.
You see what I'm saying? That you wanna make heaven before me.
So your court in heaven.
Because I need to defend certain things. Yeah. There was context to it.
Your court in heaven, we all have courts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After that, you're going to be judged.
Yeah.
And you're going to have your witness.
Mm.
I'm your witness. All the people that you did wrong, even animal, even the bug that you crushed.
There's no way I killed a fly.
I killed a fly
and it started trial with me.
It's written in the Bible.
You can't harm anything.
Life.
But that's a life.
You cannot take life.
Oh, okay,
in my days.
Okay, so boss, hear me out now. Yes. A bee sting me, I killed the idiot. He's gonna start trial with me in heaven.
A bee. No. Bee will never sting you unless
you
endanger it.
What the hell?
No animal.
No animal actually attacks you unless they feel threatened.
When I was younger, I was standing at a bus stop. Something's missing. Now look at my hands. It was that. What? I did not see the bee. Why are you telling me that?
You were near the hive.
Which hive? At the bus stop?
All I'm saying.
Which hive? On the sidewalk?
There's going to be a lot of dead bugs peeing the fifth stone.
They will not come to you as dead bugs.
They will come to you as a life itself.
They will come to you as a soul.
We're
all going to be the same. You see, like a soul.
So fly, I guess so.
Like you, like right now, you care because you have a you have a body.
So
you die.
You're just a soul.
It's just a soul.
So you're telling me
has a soul will look just like you.
So
another question I'm picking up with Evan. All this fine face that I have, this sexy body. Now I just come there with none of it.
Yo, let's cut the show.
I don't like that.
No, boss. You see.
I don't like that.
You see why you're asking? You see what? You see? You see what?
Talk to Jesus right now.
Let me give you an example. A butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think a butterfly wants to look like the
cocoon?
The lava.
I want to carry my sex next to heaven.
Like that?
No.
See, when you die, mm-hmm. you will be so beautiful that what you see will look like.
Oh, in that case,
even sometimes, Sefer, not everybody's made in God's image.
Sorry, I'm not. Yeah,
okay. We leave you on that one. You're on your own with that one. Okay, next topic. Because you brought up Dragon Ball Z.
No, you are actually pointing on. I won't lie. You're actually good.
This question though. Mm-hmm. What is that one thing that would want to make you go into an hyperbolic chamber?
What's hyperbolic chamber? Explain it. Hyperbolic chamber.
Have you never watched Dragon Ball Z?
Oh!
You freeze time.
Preserve you. What make me go in there?
They find a way to bring. What make me go?
Let's say an apocalyptic time.
What would you be running from that you would need time to pass out?
Zombies. Underground.
That's a good one.
Zombies underground. I'm just chilling.
But the thing is,
Tinubu.
No, shut up.
If there's zombies and the world shuts down.
No one is bringing you back.
Your chamber, fam.
No, no, no. On the ground now.
Pac-Man,
you're dead. No, not
yet. There's zombie. This
bunkers,
is not
there's bunkers
I imagine
now.
Where
there's bunkers,
someone
though.
Is going to bring everybody back.
Sola.
Do you use your brain at all?
Sola now, Sola.
Oh my God. Sola is so stupid.
But boss, solar powers, right?
What is solar powers gonna do?
To power me in my hyperbolic chamber.
Okay. What if I tell you?
Sosa is so stupid.
What if I tell you that we don't die? We only ascend. We only multiply.
What's that Nigerian song?
We don't die, we multiply.
No.
Which one?
I'm going higher.
Have you ever dreamed like you almost gonna die and then you woke up?
Do you guys ever have that dream though?
You ever have that dream?
Like, I feel like I'd be falling so many times.
It's called
lucid dream.
It's not lucid dream. It's called something else. Is it lucid dream? I forget what it's called.
It is lucid dream.
Someone's telling me that before.
Astral projection. Yeah.
So
astral projection is different from lucid dream.
What is lucid dream? A lucid dream astral projection. Astral projection is worse though.
About that just now.
Yeah.
We gonna be.
So deja vu.
We're gonna be till the end of the day. We are infinity.
Yeah. So when lucid dream.
Let me tell you something. When they talk about hell, we are in hell.
Nigeria.
Because what? What do you have against Nigeria?
No, bro. Listen. When in the Bible when they say what do you think aliens never visit Earth?
Because Earth is so terrible, corruption.
No, because it's hell. And they don't accompany.
You live in hell on earth.
Okay. The only time all the beings that will come here, the only time they will travel here is through souls. Every time you are born, a new soul
that's
the alien from another world who came.
That's a very broad theory.
That's why.
That's science, though.
Yeah, that is a very broad theory.
It's the same thing, but something makes them different.
One is corruption, one
miracle.
Is.
In the Bible, when they say when angel Lucifer
fell from heaven,
first he came to earth, right? He came to earth, and then he saw what God did with human, and he got jealous, right? And then they started making babies and whatever.
Nephilim and everything,
We have
giants.
Giants.
Yeah. That's why we have Egypt, and no one can explain what
the pyramids and everything.
Okay? They're talking about, technology, ancient technology, there is it, but no one can explain it, right? Now, when he went back and questioned God, God punished him. He challenged God. Why are they better? So Michael, is it Michael or Gabriel?
Michael
had to fight Lucifer, right? So Michael and his angels, they had a fight.
That's in Psalm, I think 91.
Yeah. Now, when Michael and Lucifer fought, Lucifer got defeated and was thrown down to earth.
Yeah. I said it's two podcasts ago, no?
Okay.
Lucifer is the prince of the earth.
To earth, and he remains in the cages till
the end of time.
Day. They did not say hell. They say he was thrown down to
earth. Yeah. And
so, what does that mean to you, hell, earth? Huh?
It's the same thing. Because in the Bible.
I think hell is in Nigeria.
Shut up, Sosa. In the Bible, it says.
I think it's so good.
Earth
in Nigeria.
God gave him the key to the earth. That's why they call him the Prince of Earth. Lucifer, the morning star.
Bro, stop bringing that movie. That series.
No, that's the Bible. The series just rewrote the Bible.
And if you're smart, the devil is actually.
Says God, and that's why you gotta defeat him.
Wahala.
Man drunk one and he became a pastor.
Who?
Him.
Bro, I keep like this.
No, but back to your point. Lucid dream and astral projection are two different things.
Okay, explain. What's the difference?
Lucid dream is where your dream seems real.
Mm-hmm.
it seems real. Mm-hmm. Astral projection is when your spirit out of your body.
Bro.
So it's an out-of-body experience. They're two different things.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I used to have astral projection as a child.
Shut up your mouth, T. What didn't you have, Sunshine?
What?
Wait, no, no, no. Okay, tell me how. Explain to me how you have.
You just project yourself. You can see yourself your body.
Look at your body.
Yeah, like I would see my body on the bed. Mm-hmm. Have you seen a?
No, I've heard.
Shut up! You've never had it. So why did
no,
you?
No, I've never had it. I never had it, but I've heard of it.
What's this? There's this Netflix series where this girl comes out of her body and they can switch soul. Oh my god, I can't remember. Is it something beyond your eyes?
Beyond your eyes?
No. It was a weird series. People didn't like it, but I was watching. I was like, I've experienced this more times.
There was one time I was watching something on TikTok.
I didn't get in someone's body, but like I'll come out on myself and see the entire space.
Quan Chi, that's good.
It's crazy. It's kind of scary.
God.
Behind your eyes.
Show me, MC.
Good series. A lot of people don't like it.
That's a bad series.
Unless somebody's getting smoked, I don't care.
It's teaching you how to this thing.
The thing is that you see how he's explaining it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not for you.
Yeah.
For you, it will not relate.
Yeah.
Some people get to have those abilities.
For me, right? I have powers.
Okay. Okay.
But I know what he's saying.
You get. Real niggas get real niggas.
We sound crazy, but
we're not crazy.
This is the first time somebody agreed with this idiot.
Let me tell you.
It is a human being.
You see me? If you hunt me in my dream, if you hunt me, mm-hmm. if I see you in my dream, mm-hmm. and you fight me, if I lose, I'll wake up sick. If I beat you, chances are you're gonna die.
Mm. Isn't that what happened to Jacob in the Bible?
Was it Jacob that fought the angels?
Yeah.
I did it.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
For me, like, bro, if
but no, let me look for the.
If you do me wrong, everyone that have ever done me wrong, bad things happen to them.
I think that's everybody, Sha. It's kind of everybody's bro.
No,
no,
for me,
no, it's not everybody. Some people, you're a terrible person. You're taking it to hell. It's going with you.
Yeah.
But anyways, have you been on Twitter lately? And Wholesome said. You see how fathers are carrying your baby?
Oh, that's like this?
Yeah,
I seen it.
Do you guys feel like when you become a dad, you're gonna do those things too?
No.
What would be your
now?
The baby will fall.
Baby?
Well, my goddaughters and my sisters, fam, I've been doing that shit. What the fuck?
But you know how we started though. DGG posted himself carrying their baby, and people wanted to roast him. Like, as a father, why would you do that?
Nah. Like, bunch of people were like, just like,
and then everybody just
you have to understand something.
I love it though.
Something about life is that at first in life, you do something, people will insult you. But then they're not copying.
Nah, but the thing is, it wasn't everyone insulting him, fam.
It was just specific women.
It was just a specific group of people. It was 50 bitches, fam. Like, they were just like, oh, why are you holding your kid like that? Then after, like, all the, like, other
all
dads.
All the dads were just were like, also no, posting, we all like, do
rowdy
this.
Pictures of them holding their kid. Like it's, all
you're out here mad for no thing. Reason. And it was just a wholesome thing. And I'm like, look at it. To me, it kind of broke a lot of narratives.
I swear I brought it up last week.
Did you?
No, you didn't.
You know you didn't.
It was in the notes though. I think I brought it up.
Oh, that I'm on the note right now. That's what I'm still using.
So everything from last week?
Oh, shut up.
Okay.
For me,
wait. Pause that. There's no way.
Nah, you didn't.
I said no. Sunshine, I'm not to shut up, but like, fam.
Keep quiet.
Don't ever do that exactly.
Keep quiet.
Okay, yeah, you are lucky fixed it.
Okay.
No effort. Your camera too.
You shut up. Sorry.
Forget.
Keep quiet.
Bro, if you start a girl and I'm breaking it.
But no, it kind of broke a lot of things. You know how people like there's no black father in the community, and the black community does not have like a father figure. Just to go on Twitter and see all these thousands of fathers being.
You know what I say about people is that whatever happens in their life, they try to project it on people that because they don't have, they think everybody doesn't have.
Projection is a disease.
No, you share sometimes some people do not have fathers in their life. So they think because they don't have, a lot of people don't have too. While a lot of people actually have fathers in their life that are actually doing well as a dad in their
and
kid's
then
life.
Some people have fathers that are not present.
Exactly. So, but he's alive.
Okay. What was the
question? Oh no, it wasn't a question. We're just talking just about the statement on Twitter that we saw.
Yeah.
He made me realize like talking about that, there's a huge projection that people tend to put out, mm-hmm. and there's this, like, yet again, I said a lot, the loud minority on social media. Where
I wouldn't even say that it's a minority. There's just more people talking about the shit that Black fathers aren't doing than the things that mm-hmm. they are doing. But there's been such a long time where, like, so much Black people have been incarcerated, or so much has been happening within the Black community that set us so far back. Where it's just like, you can't not include that shit when it comes to the topic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so much has changed over the time when it comes to the Black community. We're just still stuck on certain topics and we refuse to look past
them. I swear, Black people refuse to grow.
It's not like he refused to grow.
It just be there.
It's not that he refused to grow.
It's just hard because it's context.
Yeah.
I understand what.
At this point, Perot should be on the podcast too.
What he said, but in a different way.
Exactly.
So, you know the story of the red ants?
The black ant.
Yeah.
You shake it.
They'll be so fine. Mm-hmm. But if you shake it,
they start fighting.
Fighting each other, right?
Yeah.
But instead of lambing,
who will shake the table, the box? Yeah.
Right. See, right now, you can argue about, oh, Black fathers, this is stuff. You are not blaming on who's shaking.
And that was where I was going to go with it, right? So, because it's not starting now. Yeah. It started way back. There was a time where there was a war on the Black community.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't not include
the entire context.
Example now. You see what you said there? You see what you said there is so right.
Yeah.
Even Black then, I mean, back then, like, people were, like, slaves were fighting each other. They were not angry at the white man that put the house nigger.
That's the entire point. Exactly. Right? When you shake something, the people inside are the one fighting because they're not realizing something else is making us
fight each other.
Right?
It also goes back to, like, their whole, like, if you see someone stronger than you lose to someone, are you going to go fight that person?
Okay, wait.
If you know I'm stronger than you,
okay,
and I go fight Sunshine and I lose, are you gonna go fight Sunshine?
I mean, I won't lie to you. That's I would.
You wouldn't. Yes,
bro. No. It makes sense. But it's just like. Just people that like have that this and that, like,
it doesn't matter
because he beats me.
Also, there's no
doesn't mean he will beat me.
Damn, it doesn't matter.
There's no amount of thing you have. You're not going to.
Take it.
From me, I'm a dad.
Okay.
Right. So when you say there are a lot of fathers who are in their kids' life.
Yeah.
That's great. There's also a lot of fathers who are not in their kids' life.
Yeah.
And it's not by choice.
That's the point we're trying to make.
Someone shoot the job.
Close it. No. You have to close the thing. It's open.
It's good.
At the bottom. At the bottom, it's open.
No, it's recording.
You're tweaking.
Yeah. It's open. Shut. It's open at the bottom, I swear.
Oh, card is full.
Yeah.
It was open at the bottom.
This is what it is.
Yeah, but a lot of time we're going to blame, Black fathers are not in the kid's life.
Yeah.
What if the person who's shaking the jar
took the father away?
It's so difficult for the father
to be there
in the kid's life.
Because now, this is part of it. The war on drug wasn't really war on drug. It's war on Black people.
You see, sir, you are right.
That's what led to the father's not being
here. Sir, you are right.
When you have 1 gram of weed and you can sell it, and then they make it illegal to have 1 gram of weed to give you 25 years.
Okay, so but now, sir, wait.
The man is trying to get his child.
I like what he said.
A basic need by selling this because at that point, it's not a big deal. Now, gets caught. Goes 25 years. The child is 25 when he comes out. The child doesn't need him. Now, that child lives a life without a father, not to understand what it is to have a father in your life.
Okay.
Also does the same thing. Get caught with 1 gram of weed. Also goes 25 years. Three generation is rude. It's not everyone's situation, but that's what it is.
But sir, some people, the father is around, they still do that nonsense.
We're not talking about those people.
No. Look at both sides, right?
The duality.
The argument has never been.
Tell me.
You see, your father is around. He's not a wolf.
He's not a what?
Your father is around because he's not a wolf. If your father was a wolf, he'll be away.
Oh, hunting like you? Oh.
I
don't understand that move, Sha.
Yeah, but that makes a lot of sense.
They attack us. As soon as you like, you're doing something, they will attack you. If you're a fucking wolf king,
you're being knocked down.
Look at all our kings, they killing them. All of them.
So you can't blame all the fathers, fathers sometimes.
Okay, so sir, who's killing all our kings?
Ah, my God. What do you
at this point, you still don't get it.
Wait. Who's killing our kings?
It's a systematic...
Who's killing the kings?
Fam.
Who's killing the kings?
We said it last
time. Wait. I don't know. Wait. Who?
The white people are at the top of the chain.
Look through history, fam.
Yeah, look through history. Yes.
Don't do that, fam. Black people, hold on.
Fam, you're talking about fucking now. Like, be
sure. No, I'm about to say too.
That's what he just said.
Okay, broski. I'll ask you right now. Who shot Fred Hampton?
Because they shake the table. You're so stupid.
Who shot Fred Hampton?
He was the one. So dumb.
You don't get it.
Look at who shook the cage.
If you see
disregarding the fact that black people are killing each other. But why are we in those situations?
It's the first place that led to this.
There's no circumstances that made that man smoke Fred Hampton.
Bro,
fam, did you what?
Know? You
did
know
you
why
watch the story
of Fred Hampton? Yes, I did.
So, do you know why he did it?
Came from the CIA.
Why?
Because the CIA caught him on some stupid charges.
Something stupid.
Literally, what we are just explaining.
Exactly. I'm saying, if he didn't do anything stupid, they could have used him.
Oh, Sosa, you're so dumb.
I'm dumb.
Just said.
No.
CIA caught him on something. Right.
Something stupid. If he didn't. Brother.
At the time, he wasn't the only one.
White man used a pawn. Someone that had no way out.
Guys, we're gonna.
You put yourself there, right? He didn't be used by the fucking white man.
He did that.
You did something dumb and then use it.
What are you trying? Deep into political.
What are you telling me right now?
He didn't put himself there. That's the same. First of all, your black on black crime is very simple as proximity.
Okay.
Because the same way we're screaming black on black crime, the serial killers in the 80s, Ted Bundy wasn't killing white black people. His proximity was to other white people.
Okay.
The people you're close to, you're most likely to inflict pain on.
Okay.
So when you shake the table with circumstances with black people, their chances. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we shouting India on India crime?
Okay.
In China, where they're all killing themselves, are we shouting China crime?
Okay.
No. So your ideology or your example of black on black crime does not really make sense because of proximity.
Okay.
Now we are saying proximity leads to the circumstances that lead to the proximity.
Okay.
If you put a bunch of black people in one space and you take everything from them, and they have to literally find their own 3 square meal a day. And now a next lazy black man wants to take that meal from you, from you and your children.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Okay.
You just give it to him?
Okay.
Exactly. So you can't blame any. Yeah, you can't blame those two black men.
I don't understand. Because this question is not direct, but I get what you're saying,
All I'm saying is that black men for
that man that smoked Fred Hampton was because he did something wrong. If he didn't do anything wrong, they would have used him to smoke Fred Hampton.
Okay. They would have used anyone. They would have used anyone.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to do something wrong. If you're living a right life, they can't use you if you're the right thing. Yes or no?
But there's no one right person in any race, though. That would mean there's a right person in the white community.
Yes, there is.
So regardless, what the fuck? A black person to smoke him, regardless, it could have been whoever they found.
It could have been anyone.
God, did something wrong?
No, they could have used.
Why is there any point to smoke anybody?
You're locking up people for being innocent.
Can I tell you something? Do you know why Obama became a president?
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know why Obama became a president?
For I will literally take a huge jump. There's a bunch of things that needed to be done.
Yeah.
No.
Do you know why Obama became a president?
I don't know. Wow, Sosa.
I don't really care. That's
there's two things.
And that's why you're speaking out of context.
I swear. Things.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right now, nobody cares about Bush or whatever.
Oh, Reagan that came before him.
Okay?
Yeah.
They care about Obama, mm-hmm. and they care about Trump.
Yeah. That's my guy, Trump.
These are two parties.
Okay.
Right? Fighting each other.
Yeah.
Right?
I still want to slap him.
See, Obama, great guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Handsome.
But he got his hands dirty for the United States.
But guess what? They used him to commit the crimes that they didn't want to touch.
By themselves.
Okay.
So now, because if I come and kill you, it's like, oh, it's the black guy. You will not point at the...
That was the time they smoked Gaddafi.
Right?
That was the time they smoked Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
They smoked so many people using
that
Obama.
They get rid of for so
Mind
many
you, they
years.
Had the drops to George Bush.
Okay? Because now, all these countries, they're looking at black people.
Are you going to say Obama did not live a good life? Because that was your argument, right? Are you going to say Obama was not a perfect being?
No.
Exactly.
Once Mash touched the
president,
he's not even the president making a boy.
That has to be done.
When they get signed into presidency, they have a list of things that they have to check.
Wait, out. Sorry. You guys all talk to me?
Yes, because you're the idiot.
Do you know why they don't like Trump?
Because Trump wouldn't listen.
Because Trump is a gangster.
No, bro, let me tell you something.
That's why I like him. He doesn't listen.
Okay, he's a gangster. He doesn't listen.
That's why I like him.
They want you to think.
He doesn't listen.
That's what they want you
Obama
to think.
Obama the HR because he listens.
Okay, look at this. Do you know for four years, yeah. Obama did not take a dollar from the White House?
That's his business.
See, this guy's not getting it, fam.
I don't want to get it.
So, fam, why are you politics?
I don't want to get it. I'm just telling you that, bro. If you did anything wrong, the guy used it to.
That basically means you think black and white.
How do you discredit the black community, fam?
Okay.
By turning the black community against each other.
So
if I use a black person to smoke a black person, a black leader, fam. Why would we be mad at the white man?
The only way I can use a black person is leverage, right?
It's not just leverage.
Okay, so I just go and say, kiss somebody for me.
Okay, talking about... Okay, you know what? I have you. I have him just right here. I have you just right here.
Wait. You better have me right here.
I definitely do.
I do.
What's the president that got smoked? The president that got assassinated. What's his name?
John F. Kennedy.
From Kennedy.
Jeff Kennedy?
Yeah, was it another white man?
Okay.
The same thing that they have on, the same analogy you're dealing with Fred Hampton, right?
He was against them.
Because he was just like that. So, do you think that pawn of a white man that killed Jeff Kennedy did not want a better life for himself?
I don't know what you're talking about. That guy was a paid assassin, though. He was paid.
He wasn't paid. That's why he got killed.
The assassin was paid.
The assassin was killed, too.
I know, but he was still paid.
Bro, right now, the reason why
you're picking a pawn into killing the president.
Got
smoked. What did
the
he
reason
get
why Trump?
What? Yeah, why is the payment there? What are you talking about?
He talks. If there was no, sorry. There was
you guys
Trump
talk to me.
Could have been dead
yes,
a long time, bro. What I was gonna say is, for 4 years, Trump did not collect a dollar, right? For 4 years, the world was at peace. This is what they're not going to tell you.
Okay.
They're not going to teach you in school.
That's what I'm saying. Trump was the best president. Trump was the best man in America. The best president ever.
He was also, Trump was a pawn to start a war.
He was the best president in America. The best.
Russia wanted to start war. This guy shook hands. South Korea wanted to start war. This guy shook hands. Bro, do you know Africa? There was no war in Africa.
You black ass.
There was no war.
You're not getting it.
For 4 years. No war.
And then the moment
Africa.
He gets out, everything goes.
Do you
he's
know
just
what's
another
happening
pawn.
In Africa right now? Keep
who's a pawn?
Slave.
They've been slaves since. They've been slaves since.
And talking about that, do you have an iPhone?
I don't have.
You're an hypocrite.
This guy lost it, fam. Yo,
yeah,
I don't have.
You're tapped.
Next topic. Next topic. Next topic.
For today's story.
Next topic. Next topic. Next topic.
It's a good time to cut it out.
No. Next topic. No.
There's no other topic that you.
It's been over an hour.
There's no other topic you could get into right now that would not.
No.
Trump.
No.
Muslim.
I'm not for anything. I'm just alive. I'm just alive. Yo, carry on, carry on. I beg.
I've listened to this.
Like what? So you guys try to pick me?
Thank you guys for listening to this episode. We went from talking about Sunshine as an idiot to Jesus to not fighting Sosa. It was just great. Come here for next week.
Oh no! Okay.
That's why you're the donkey.
Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Thank you so much.
I'm that guy.
See you next episode.
It's empty.
No, Philly's not here today. We miss
Philly. No, it's not though.
Philly's not here today, and we really miss Philly.
I told you to shut up again, though.
Okay, keep quiet.
Yeah, go, carry on.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned. See you next week.
It's lit, this bitch. It's lit.
What?
Bro is out here eating my food.
It's your food.